a minor point that the proof texts for the King of the South and the King of the North of verse 40 are both found in the book of Revelation. Many times the spirit of prophecy has told us that the books of Daniel and Revelation are the same book. They go together. They bring each other to perfection. So the fact that the unraveling the truth within these verses, many times the corresponding verse in Scripture that upholds these truths is found in the book of Revelation, is not an accident. It is by design. And in Revelation 11, verse 8, we see, and in here Adventism clearly understands that what's being described in chapter 11, verse 8 of Revelation is the French Revolution time period. And verse 8 says, speaking about the attack against the Word of God, it says, "And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." Sister White in The Great Controversy identifies this as atheistic France, that Egypt symbolizes atheistic France. So the power that was controlling or ruling over or dominating spiritual Egypt in the 1798 time period is atheistic France. And it isn't an accident that when you seek to find what power is ruling or dominating spiritual Babylon in the 1798 time period is also located within the book of Revelation. Revelation 17, verse 5 says, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth." And Sister White has clearly said, after quoting that verse, that that is Rome. So in verse 40 of Daniel 11, it says, "In the 1798 time period, and at the time of the end, shall the King of the South, shall atheistic France, the power that was dominating spiritual Egypt, will push at him, the King of the North." And this word push, Daniel has used previously in his writings, it means to war against. So in the 1798 time period, atheistic France was going to war against the King of the North, the power that controls spiritual Babylon, the Roman Church. And sure enough, in 1798, we realize that atheistic France brought its general Berthier to the Vatican and took the Pope captive, thus delivering the deadly wound. This is the war that began in the 1798 time period. But the verse goes on and says, "The King of the North, the papacy, will come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and with horsemen, with many ships, and he shall enter into the countries and shall over..."